Hi, Bill Neff with you once again for our daily devotional rendezvous here called Morning and Evening. Isaiah the prophet told God's people in Isaiah 53 verse 12 that the Messiah who was coming was to be numbered among the sinners. And Charles Spurgeon then raises this question. Why did Jesus allow himself to be enrolled among sinners? This wonderful condescension was justified by many powerful reasons. First, by doing so, he could better become their advocate. In some trials, the lawyer is identified with the client, and in the eye of the law, they are viewed as one. Now, when the sinner is brought to the bar, Jesus appears there himself. He stands to answer the accusations against us. He points to his side, his hands, his feet, and challenges justice to bring any further charge against the sinners whom he represents. He pleads his blood and pleads so triumphantly, being numbered with them and having a part with them, that the judge proclaims, "Let them go their way. Save them from going down into the pit, for he has found a ransom." Our Lord Jesus was also counted among the sinners so that they might feel their hearts drawn toward him. Who can be afraid of one who is written in the same list with us? Surely we can come to him boldly and confess our guilt. He who is numbered with us cannot condemn us. He was listed among sinners so that we can be listed among the saints. And there is a complete transfer between Jesus and his people. All of our misery and sin Jesus has taken, and all of his righteousness and peace comes to us. Rejoice, dear Christian, in your union to him who is numbered among sinners, and prove that you are truly saved by being numbered with those who are new creatures in him. Well, this is the heart of the gospel, as explained by Charles Spurgeon from Isaiah 53, verse 12. I hope that you'll take just a moment to review these comments a second or third time by visiting our website and accessing the free transcript there. The address is real simple, morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Have a wonderful day. In